All right, we have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump is reportedly melting down at a breakfast held with governors of red states and blue states because during this breakfast, the Supreme Court came out with a ruling that nuked his entire tariff regime. Today is truly Liberation Day. It is a great day for the American consumer, a great day for the American pocketbook, and very clearly an awful day for Donald Trump and his tariff regime that he placed with zero precision, zero regard for the average American business or consumer. It's led to more inflation, more unemployment. It has choked businesses so much so that they don't have extra money to reinvest and grow their business. Donald Trump does not care about small businesses. He only wants to brag about fake numbers that he brought in. And the crazy thing is, the Supreme Court is now deciding whether Trump has to give all of this tariff money back. All of the money that he collected, no, it wasn't $18 trillion. No, it wasn't even $1 trillion. It was reportedly like $150 billion from American businesses. Trump may now have to give back. This leads us to the governor's breakfast he's having this morning. Earlier on in the breakfast, he kicked the press out. He said, I'm going to ask the press to leave. Then we just got reports from CNN. Apparently, the breakfast had been going well. Then Trump became enraged. He started ranting about the decision, not only calling it a disgrace, but started attacking the courts at one point, saying, these effing courts. We'll play this CNN clip in just one moment, but I want to bring you guys back to the beginning, the breaking news segment that shook the world, or at least restored part of the world. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We will continue to push back against these anti-democratic forces every day.
We're interrupting Kevin at the White House because we have breaking news from the Supreme Court. It has reached a major decision. CNN Chief Legal Affairs Correspondent Paula Reed has the details. What's this case about, Paula?
This is one of the most significant cases that the justices have decided in recent years. Here, the Supreme Court ruling that President Trump's use of these emergency tariffs that he has implemented are illegal. It's the most significant economic case to reach the high court in years, sweeping implications for the economy and, of course, for presidential power. And at stake here are billions of dollars in revenue that have already been collected by the government. Pamela Wolf, the other significance here is that this is the first time that the 6-3 conservative court has ruled against President Trump in one of these major cases that have gone before the court since he returned to power in January.
Now, this is a brutal, brutal ruling for Donald Trump. And as Jessica Tarlov points out, is this what Liberation Day was supposed to feel like? The stock market began to immediately skyrocket, which kind of undermines Trump's entire theory that tariffs were good for the economy. How come every single time Trump placed tariffs, the stock market collapsed? And every single time Trump removed tariffs, the stock market continued to grow? It kind of tells you that tariffs are awful for the U.S. economy. How about this one? How come when beef prices rose way too high, Trump removed tariffs on beef? Why would he do that if tariffs didn't raise prices? But to continue, Representative Zoe Lofgren says, this is a win for Americans' pocketbooks and a loss for Trump and the House Republicans who enabled these tariffs. Gorsuch on the importance of Congress and the legislative process. Let's read directly from the ruling for one second. He says, for those who think it's important for the nation to impose more tariffs, I understand that today's decision will be disappointing. All I can offer them is that most major decisions affecting the rights and responsibilities of the American people, including the duty to pay taxes and tariffs, are funneled through the legislative process for a reason. Yes, legislating can be hard and take time. And yes, it can be tempting to bypass Congress when some pressing problem arises. But the deliberative nature of the legislative process was the whole point of its design. That is the point of its design, so that one president can't just sweepingly change everything and screw us all over like Donald Trump is doing and has tried to do and is now getting shot down for doing. It says, yes, it can be tempting to bypass Congress, but the deliberative nature of the legislative process was the whole point of its design. Through that process, the nation can tap the combined wisdom and the people's elected representatives, not just that of one faction or man. He's referring to MAGA and Trump right there. And this makes sense. I know that we get annoyed that Congress is always in a gridlock and eliminating the filibuster is not even a bad idea, but the fact that representatives from across the country can then decide and represent their constituencies, it's kind of a good system. It's a nice system. There's a lot of flaws, definitely, but it's not a bad system. Their deliberation tempers impulse, and compromise hammers disagreements into workable solutions. And because laws must earn such broad support to survive the legislative process, they tend to endure. allowing ordinary people to plan their lives in ways they cannot when the rules shift from day to day. In all, the legislative process helps ensure that each of us has a stake in the laws that govern us and in the nation's future. For some today, the weight of those virtues is apparent. For others, it may not seem so obvious, but if history is any guide, the tables will turn and the day will come when those disappointed by today's result will appreciate the legislative process for the bulwark of liberty it is. So essentially how I'm reading that, he's like, for all the Republicans and the MAGA people who are mad at this, just wait for a few years when you guys realize we're actually upholding a solid precedent that Democrats also shouldn't be able to just override Congress. I don't think Democrats should be able to just override Congress. I think Congress should be reformed and the system should be changed. But the idea of having one unilateral ruler or dictator, I don't like that. Benji points out, I'm not a fancy lawyer, but this SCOTUS decision seems very broad and designed to heat off White House workarounds. So Donald Trump won't be able to find some second plan like he's been describing. He says he has some backup plan. That won't work. This is very broad. Imposing tariffs falls under their new major questions doctrine. They say explicitly there is no NATSEC or foreign policy exception for it. That seems like the ball game. That seems like all there is. Caitlin Collins said, President Trump commented on the Supreme Court ruling, striking down his tariffs while inside the White House breakfast, calling it a disgrace. He then told others gathered that he had a backup plan. This is when the meltdown ensued. Let's start with Donald Trump walking in and kicking everyone out of the governor's breakfast. Patriot Takes asks, did Trump kick out the press because he knew the Supreme Court was about to end his illegal price-raising tariffs? Take a look.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. And I guess we're going to be asking the press to leave. That way we're going to talk very candidly and take questions, I think, at the end. It wasn't supposed to be. I just said to Susie, what about questions? Sir, you can do whatever you want. I don't know if she says that to other people that she's represented over the years. But thank you very much for being here. It's a great honor. And the media, thank you. You can leave now.
By press, maybe the reason he didn't want the press is because later on, CNN reports that the breakfast was going well, then Trump started to curse about the courts.
Yeah, Pamela, we still have no official reaction from the White House or President Trump. We are waiting. I am told that they are meeting, discussing how they are going to respond. But we have learned more about what happened in the room when President Trump was with those governors and he learned of the Supreme Court decision. Apparently, the breakfast had been going well. They were working together. And then President Trump became enraged. He started ranting about the decision, not only calling it a disgrace, but started attacking the courts. At one point saying, these effing courts, but using the actual language there. We know that President Trump does use expletives on quite often when he is enraged in particular.
I don't even care about the expletives. I don't care about the cussing. I care about the fact that he's trying to be an authoritarian with tariffs and trying to override Congress. So much so that his own Republican Supreme Court that is stacked with his own appointments are saying, this is too far. You can't just do this.
Now, this, of course, comes as this tariff policy, this could not be a bigger decision for President Trump. This could be not be a bigger loss for President Trump. Not only is so much of his economic agenda based on these tariffs, so much of his foreign policy is based on these tariffs. He has used these tariffs as leverage in almost every meeting that he has had around the world. He has touted them as the most important part of the economic agenda. So clearly a huge loss, and he recognizes that today. Pamela?
All right, Kristen Holm.
A huge loss for him, but a huge, huge win for the American people. I mean, listen, there was a new study that came out recently showing there was a $1,000 price hike for the average American family solely due to Donald Trump's tariffs in 2025. In 2026, that $1,000 is going to turn into $1,300. This is because the businesses that are paying these tariffs are passing it off to the consumer. Now the reporting is Donald Trump and the U.S. government could owe more than $175 billion in refunds to importers after the Supreme Court ruled the 6-3 decision. The potential refunds to a broad range of companies would be for tariffs already collected. Remember, not countries. Countries aren't paying the tariffs, but to companies. The $175 billion refund was produced at the request of Reuters. So this could be intense. I'm going to leave it there. A massive loss for Donald Trump, whose policies have been backfiring in a bunch of different ways. But to be candid, I feel like this is almost a Supreme Court saving Trump from himself. These tariffs were a disaster for the Republicans heading into the midterms. This is a Supreme Court kind of saving Trump from shooting themselves in the foot, hoisting themselves by their own petard. But all of his other policies are increasingly unpopular among the American people, from ICE to his foreign policy to everything he said about the Epstein files. We'll leave it there. I appreciate you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.